Switch doctors of mine. No way to run, never way you'll find. You can't escape from the bed you made. When your time has come, then it's death. Fall! Thank you very much! That one for those who do not know! is called Under the Blade. It is the flip side. It is the flip side of our single, I'll Never Grow Up Now, which is in the stores all around here. Bad Boys of Rock and Roll. The flip side is Ladies Boy. That one's in the stores too. You get any of them at any Crazy Eddie, Times Square, or Record World stores near you. Enough for the plugs. I may have messed it up. Anyway, you want to say something more? Because I'm going to get this shirt off. Say hello to our friends out there. They're feeling good.
Remember last night, don't you? 1, 2, 3. Almost, not quite. I want you to know on behalf of everyone that we're running a Catholic school this evening, and I hope that you don't get offended. We're trying to keep this as clean as possible. It's getting extremely difficult. We're still in a bar, as you know. So I have to just do this one plug for the bartenders. I'm going to make this one horrible commercial announcement. Just take care of them, Tim. I know it's a radio broadcast, but just take care of them, all right? They could really appreciate it. And also, I've been seeing a lot of our bumper stickers around. It only took three days, but I saw a bunch of our bumper stickers. In fact, I found out that one of our friends of ours smothered his car in bumper stickers and plowed into Uncle Sam's in Levittown. Well, that's one less establishment. Steve, are you preparing your second set?
Yeah, I'm getting ready for my second wind. It's called Heroin.
Those of you people wonder exactly what we do to get into this kind of shape. It's a very difficult regimen of physical activity, but mostly we find that heroin and milk is the best combination for total physical fitness, okay? So if you're into that stuff, I suggest you take it. It'll help build up. What? Oh no. It's a broadcast.
No,
it's a broadcast. I'm keeping it clean. One more word and you're gonna be eating my best pole. It's okay.
All right now, baby. We just got to tell a lot of people down here, some of you have seen Twisted Sister, but usually we play, you know, a lot of our own stuff and we do other people's stuff. Good rock and roll, you know what I'm saying? But when we get a chance to a live radio broadcast or a concert like at the Coliseum or the Palladium or Calderon Concert or something like that, or even Adventureland, if you remember that one, we like to do all of our own stuff, you see? Because Twisted Sister, we got one goal, babe, I tell you. We want to put Long Island on the map. You know what I'm talking about, I mean? Everybody's always saying, oh, man, you know, New York City's where it's happening, man. Or Detroit, man, that's the rock capital of the world. Or L.A., man, I was in L.A., man. I copped some grass and I saw the dead. You know, that's all a pile, dare I say. Dare I say it, that's all a pile of. You know what I'm talking about? The only rock and roll capital of the world is Long Island. That's the rock and roll capital of the world. That ain't no shit either. Sorry about that. And with the help of all of our friends and radio stations like WBAB and Rock Clubs like Hammerheads, we're definitely going to make sure the whole world knows, because we're out to get ourselves a kick ass record deal. I'll tell you that right now. You know what I'm saying? And when we do, we're gonna go all over the world and we're gonna get every single SMF we can find. You know what I'm talking about when I say SMF? We're gonna get them all. All the crazy ones. You know what I'm talking about? All the people everybody laughs at all the time. All the people that go nuts at the concerts. You know what I'm talking about? We're gonna get them all. And then we're gonna take over. You know what I'm talking about? Then it won't be no problem. So, without any further ado, we got a song that we used to do for a long time. It was our opener for a long time, and it was all about how disco sucked and all that stuff, you know? And for 4 years, we played that song, screaming, disco is dead, long live rock and roll. Well, baby, disco is dead, you know what I'm talking about? It's over, no more, it's gone. You don't hear no disco around here. And that's why we changed the words for this one somewhere down the line, because we didn't want to lose the song, but we didn't want to keep screaming that disco sucks when it's dead. It's like beating a dead horse, you know what I'm saying? So, this one, I hope you dig it anyway, you know.